small businesses. The economy hasn't really encouraged small businesses to be able to grow. The OBBB, the One Big Beautiful Bill, even though there's a lot of things I don't like, what it is doing is with the small business, the way that it benefits is it encourages them to grow and invest in themselves and hire more people.
Is about more than just a regular gym routine. When was the last time you checked on your financial fitness? If you're feeling like you're falling behind, Ed Sedell is here to help with The Retirement Trainer, a podcast about helping you get into better financial shape. Every week, Ed talks about things you need to know to become more financially fit for your future. Learn about things like how much money will you need, financial mistakes other people often make, and how you can avoid them. Plus, details on The Retirement Fitness Plan, a plan Ed personally created to help you get to and through retirement by focusing on five key areas of your financial life. Learn more about The Retirement Fitness Plan when you visit egsifinancial.com and click on Processes. Then subscribe, follow, and listen to The Retirement Trainer on Apple Podcasts, your iHeart app, or whichever podcast platform you prefer.
It's The Retirement Trainer with Ed Sedell, a podcast about finding ways to help you become financially fit for your future, no matter what financial shape you're in now. With the One Big Beautiful Bill being the topic of the day, what do you need to know? Who does it benefit? How long will it last? And is it really good for Americans? This is Leanne Sedell, and here to help us with all of our questions and to give us some guidance to stay in the best financial shape possible, The Retirement Trainer, Ed Sedell. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Leanne. How you doing?
Good.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, this was passed on July 4th. This is the end of July. This is the 28th. So this podcast probably going to hit for a couple days, but it's taken this long to kind of weed through and make sure that everything that we have was right, because there's a lot of mis and disinformation out there.
That's right. And I think it's really important. Again, we're going to try and narrow things down to what would apply most to our listening audience. But again, the seniors, looking at a lot of the cut and paste on this, where's the biggest bang for the buck at, Ed?
The biggest takeaway, the most important thing. So first of all, let me preface everything that we're about to say is that I am very happy that we passed the extension of the 2017 tax cut.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. However, I am very unhappy with a lot of things in the bill, like additional spending. Congress cannot seem to figure out how to balance a checkbook.
Yeah.
And it is beyond upsetting, but it is one of those things where we had to pass the bill. Now, we can't all of a sudden go in and cut government spending. This is what most people don't understand. When you look at GDP, which is the gross domestic product, that's basically what we as a nation, right, produce, dollars. Okay. When you look at that and you're looking at the majority of what is being spent as a country is government spending, and that's what's been keeping the economy afloat. If all of a sudden you go in and stop spending that or cut that by 50%, that is going to throw the economy in a tailspin. Okay. So I don't like the fact that we continue to spend at the levels that we are, or more importantly, that we're increasing that spending because we're still spending at the levels that we were because of COVID.
Yeah.
You would have thought, remember that quote unquote, that was supposed to be temporary. But once you open that spigot, no one seems to know how to turn it on.
And everybody's hands in the cookie jar.
They are.
I don't care who
it is.
This
isn't Republican or Democrat. Yeah. This is being an American and being a good steward and being fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
And I say it all the time, every class, everything that we teach. If we ran our houses like the government runs the country, we would be in jail. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think for the most part, a lot of people, when DOGE came through, a lot of people wanted to see those cuts. I think the majority, and if it wasn't for some of this nonsense propaganda that came out, a lot of misinformation that was being spread, what I wanted to see is, you're right, a balanced budget. Somebody actually coming in and saying, this is what we've got to deal with. Stop going deeper and deeper into the hole.
Absolutely. And when we're having conversations, you know, not just with clients and friends, but when we're having, honestly, at our nephew's wedding this weekend, across every line, profession, whether it be trade, professional, it doesn't really matter. Everyone feels the same way. Everyone's frustrated because the number one thing I keep hearing is, I don't think they hear us. I don't think they're listening. And the reality is they're not. They're not. But be that as it may.
Let's dial in on the senior deduction or the senior quote unquote bonus.
That's probably the best thing next to extending the tax cut. So let's talk about the dates, because remember, this was supposed to be lifetime. It expires in 2035, the current tax cuts, right? But I caution everyone to understand the fact that I say this all the time, our tax code, it is written in pencil. It changes. And they do tax stacking, which means they add additional taxes on top of, they layer them. Case in point, the Secure Act, 1.0, 1.5, 2.0. And I think we're going to see that, but as a blueprint to build this tax house, if you will, it's good because now we know what the foundation is and they've added some things, some additions, if you will.
Well, and it's going to give a lot of those people who have, quote unquote, saved the wrong way. I hate it when people even reference that. But a lot of those people who have an abundance of pre-tax dollars that they've put away, give them an opportunity to while the taxes are on sale, convert those over.
Yeah, I hate those cliches.
I know.
I just say conventional financial wisdom, right? Because we're always taught growing up, you know, put money away pre-tax. Because when you retire, everything's going to be cheaper. You're not going to be making as much. You're going to be paying less in taxes. And all the boomers know.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. No, it does
that,
not.
It doesn't work
and
that way.
Irma, so. We'll get to that. I won't get ahead of the cart here. So
let's talk about Social Security. So the biggest benefit, it's not just for all Americans, but really for seniors. And that's really important. So these senior deductions, it's a bonus, all right, on top of the standard deduction. All right, which is $33,400 this year.
For filing joint.
If you're 65 and older.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's filing joint. You get an extra $12,000 per couple. That's big.
It is.
All right, now if it's an individual, it's an extra $6,000. Now, here's the caveat. Number one, it's temporary. It's only good from this year, and it ends, the last year is 2028.
Yep.
Okay, that's the bad part. And then there are income thresholds. So you get, now if you're single, you get the full $6,000 if you make $75,000 or under $75,000. Starting at $75,000 if you're single and you start making more, they phase out that $6,000. So what I mean is if you make $75,001, that doesn't mean you don't get that $6,000. There's going to be brackets or thresholds that you have to hit and it's going to continue to reduce. Now, if you're married and filing joint, that threshold is $150,000, and the same thing applies. So that's really important to understand because the impact on Social Security, you keep hearing this is the misinformation. There are no taxes on Social Security. That is not correct. That is a misnomer. My old econ professor and everyone uses this, right? There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics, okay? So you can use the same phrases, but you can use the math to say certain things. Well, it's the same thing with this. All right. What I mean is the impact on Social Security, you still have what's called the provisional income formula and the provisional income thresholds. They have remained in place and they are unchanged. So if you're married, filing joint, making $44,000 a year or more, all right, 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxable. This is why they're saying that there's no taxes on Social Security, because of the original standard deduction, plus, I'm talking about, this is for couples, right? The extra $12,000, I don't know what the actual percentage was. I saw five different percentages, which is why I don't want to quote it, but it was close to or over 90% of Americans are no longer going to be paying taxes on Social Security through 2028. Because with the standard deduction, the adjusted gross income, and that bonus, they're not meeting that $75,000 as a single or $150,000 joint. That's why they're saying there's no taxes on Social Security. However, if you earn more than that, not only is there a phase out for the bonus, but that provisional income formula is still in place, so you could get taxes on Social Security. So I want to make that clear.
And you're going to get a little bit further down, but while we're talking about, nothing changed as far as the thresholds with Irma.
So that
all
Medicare,
stayed.
Medicare, Irma tier stayed the same. The required minimum distribution ages and rules still apply. And again, that provisional income formula has not changed. So that's important to make sure. So talk with your advisor as we're meeting with all of our families. We're kind of going through this and we're going through it again through our year-end tax planning. And then when we have our wine and wisdom, we actually have Doug Mara, CPA, coming in and kind of going through this in more detail.
Yeah, that is on August 28th.
August 28th, yeah. You're right. There is a provision. Okay, now I just said everything's ending in 2028, the bonus. However, there is a provision that allows for the bonus to be renewed. So Congress physically has to go in and renew it. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously was a caveat that was put in there, hoping that basically, you know, as far as this was created by the Republicans, if the Republicans stayed in office, it would be and maintained the House majority and Senate, they could just renew it and just turn it over. But obviously, that's when the administration could change.
So in this one, right, we're talking about stats and everything else for Social Security. So here's one. It goes from 88% of seniors are going to be paying no federal tax on their Social Security. And here's another one that says 94%. And I just wanted to read that, right, because depending on the sources. But my point is there's a lot. We just don't know exactly what that is. Now, the other tax changes, apparently I'm tipsy. Taxes on tips and overtime.
Yeah, this was deceiving. I personally think.
It is, and it's confusing. So I'm actually going to read this, okay? So it eliminates income taxes on certain tips and overtime pay for workers earning less than $150,000.
And max is out. There is a max.
Right. And so that max is $25,000 in tips. So that's what it's capped at. So anything over that, you're going to be taxed. The child tax credit permanently increases to $2,200. That was disappointing. I think it should have been more because, you know, again, it's the working America. They need that. So I was surprised.
Well, families need that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been more because it's expensive. You know, we need to encourage families to have children to be able to support the aging population. That's a legitimate concern. And then the other thing is, right, the SALT tax. So what is SALT? What does that mean? It's state and local tax. What is that deduction? Well, it temporarily increases that deduction up to $40,000, right, in 2025 before reverting back to that $10,000 limit.
But they also have a threshold, an income threshold, $500,000, up to $500,000.
Up to $500,000. Yeah. Yep. So here's the end of the phase out, right? So we're talking about eligibility for, right, $75,000 single for the bonus, and it completely phases out at $175,000, all right? And the bonus for couples at $12,000, the phase out starts at $150,000 and completely phases out at $250,000. So if you make $250,000 or more, you don't get the bonus.
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
A lot of things that will affect business in a good way.
Well, for us personally, right? And for a lot of our clients, they're small business owners. And this is a big deal because this is the, you know, lifeblood of America are small businesses. And so the Section 179 expensing, this was a big deal. And the 179 is qualifying property when you buy cars or things for the office or whatever it is. The annual limit increase the limit to $2.5 million. All right, with a phase out beginning at $4 million. These apply to a property placed in service in tax years starting after December 31st of 2024, an index for inflation beginning in 2026. So that's really important. Not to mention research and experiment costs. They're able to write that a full amount off with gross businesses with gross receipts of $31 million or less.
And that's a retro, correct?
Starting this year, yes, 2025. So everything is beginning at the beginning of this year.
Okay.
Here is the big one. So it's called QBI deduction. So they actually made the QBI, which is qualified business income, they made it permanent. So what is that for? These are for pass-through businesses, whether you're an LLC, sole proprietor. When I say LLC, you're electing S corporation, sole proprietor, partnership.
Yep.
Okay. Anything other than a C corporation. So if you are an S corp pass through, whatever it is, all right, you get a 20% deduction for qualified business income. All right. And the phase in range for limitation thresholds has been expanded to $75,000 for individuals or $150,000 for joint filers. This is a big deal. Small businesses, the less that they have to pay in taxes, tax the rich. Well, small businesses, I mean, their retirement is the business.
Yeah.
And so they continue to reinvest. And
And they don't have anything to retire on.
Well, it's not only that, it gives opportunity for advancement, and they're going to continue to hire. So it creates more job opportunities too. So it's kind of a win-win for the economy. People ask me all the time, you know, when I'm doing interviews, whatever it is, what should I invest in? I tell everyone all the time, the Russell 2000, small cap, small businesses. They're like, it has been hit so hard over the last 8 to 12 years. Why? And I'm like, well, because the economy hasn't really encouraged small businesses to be able to grow. And that's why, you know, the OBBB, the One Big Beautiful Bill, even though there's a lot of things I don't like, what it is doing is with the small business, the way that it benefits is it encourages them to grow and invest in themselves and hire more people. And as that continues to grow, those small businesses, the small caps, the Russell 2000, that's going to continue to flourish. And it's really going to broaden the spectrum and growth of the economy. Right now, what we saw last year is the Super 7, Magnificent 7, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
But now it's a broadening of the markets in the economy. And a lot of it was in anticipation of this getting passed. I'm shocked that they were able to get it passed by July 4th. He said it would. And he did.
By the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, literally. So that's really good. From small businesses, that's huge. It really is.
Well, I think, again, as far as an overview, we, on this end of things, we knew what the ramifications of the tax, current tax law not being renewed or kept in place, we knew what that was going to look like. That would have been crushing for everyone if they had not extended. We saw this all the way back when it was first brought in, the entertainment of that coming in and that tax law sunsetting in 2026. That was a huge concern. So out of all of this, we wanted to see that tax law addressed. So that getting done, as much as everybody is somewhat disappointed in the spending not being addressed, I do think that's huge, huge for our clients.
It is. And the reality is there's some key takeaways, some planning considerations. You know, some of the key takeaways are really the extension of the current tax cuts. It really made the rule steady for most Americans. Eligibility narrowed for some non-citizens. We didn't get into Medicare, but that's important. You know, when you hear the $1.5 trillion in Medicare cuts. You know,
Medicaid? Are we talking about Medicaid or Medicare? Because the Medicaid was what was addressed with...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Medicaid. Yep. So the eligibility narrowed for some non-citizens. And really, will these provider cuts, are they going to impact local care options for us, you know, our own health insurance, Americans' health insurance and Medicare? What is that going to look like? Is our network going to change from a medical standpoint? And really, if someone gets sick, what is our access to healthcare when we're seeing these cuts? You know, when we're talking about taxes, as you're planning, you have the ability to, through Roth conversions, using Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, now Roth 403bs, using life insurance, health savings accounts, all of these tools that you can use, and gives you the ability to do conversions, even Roth conversions, taking your pre-tax retirement and converting it to Roth over a longer period of time. I mean, the reality is you're going to get taxed. Uncle Sam is getting his money, right? And so you have to do the math to figure out when you want to pay the tax, how much you want to pay in tax, and over what period of time. And it really becomes a, what's the purpose of the money? And really, then once you figure that out, it's a math equation.
Well, and utilizing that senior bonus that they have in play until 2028 for some of that Roth conversion. Because as the extended tax brackets that are in place, that's where you need to come in and start looking at what that staying in that tax bracket. How much space do you have to be able to do a Roth conversion? We talk about it all the time. That's a year-to-year event. But knowing that in 2028, that's the last year that that's going to be an option as far as what we have for that bonus, for those standard deductions.
And the reason we do it every year is because life happens. Things change, right? And so you can't just set it and forget it because one of the questions that we ask, what percentage of your income is going to be tax-free and over what period of time and when's it going to start, right? Are you positioned properly to be able to even do Roth conversions and do they make sense? Because the reality is they don't make sense for everyone.
I do think you should touch on, a lot of people already know about the WEP and the GPO, the repeal of that. But again, if they suddenly see an increase to their Social Security, they might want to know those receiving pensions. That is something that I think if they haven't already received it, They should have.
Some of our clients started receiving them, you know, April, May, June. Someone just received them this month. And that's huge. That affects over 3 million public servants, teachers, firefighters, police officers. So that's huge. Those are the people that are serving America. And that's really important.
Definitely. All right. Well, we've touched base on Social Security. We've talked about, again, IRMAs. Nothing's changing as it relates to that. What else do you want to focus on as we close out this conversation?
So real quick, let's just touch on the impacts. Did the OBB, the One Big Beautiful Bill, really affect anything for the estate planning? And really all it did is it extended everything. So the gift tax, estate tax, it is still $13 million per individual, $26 million per couple. And there's still a lot of things that you can do to plan. But remember, that's now. Everything reverts back to the lower limits, you know, after 2035, unless it's extended. So our whole thing is when you're doing planning, you got to be very pragmatic. And what I mean is plan for the worst and hope for the best. And if you do the right things now, if anything were to change, you're taken care of. And if it doesn't change, you're still in really, really good shape. You're in better shape than you would have been before. Just remember, there's a couple things that you have to figure out first. What is the purpose of the money? What's your goal? What is your purpose? What is it that you want to do? Is it a living legacy? You know, you want to see your kids and your family enjoy it while you're here? Do you want to leave it as a gift afterwards? Do you want to give it to your church, charity? And once you figure that out, you can work out the math. And so that's really the key to having a plan.
I was just going there. The plan is key. It changes every year. Yep. There's things that affect it every year, just like we're talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill. If you have questions or you want to discuss putting a plan together, we encourage you reach out to your financial advisor. Give us a call here, EGSI Financial. Our number is 614-526-4118. You can go to our website at egsifinancial.com. and send us a message, or you can send an email to info@egsifinancial.com. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.
Hey, when was the last time you tested your fitness level? Not your workout routine. I'm talking about your financial endurance. Because if saving to a 401k is the extent of your effort, it is time for you to start shaping up. And Ed Sedell is here to help you do that with The Retirement Trainer. It's his podcast to help you examine your financial stamina and learn the questions you should be asking and areas to focus on to help you get to that place you've been working so hard for, a happy, comfortable retirement. And it's not as hard as some might have made you believe. Ed's broken it down into 5 simple steps. It's The Retirement Fitness Plan, which he personally created to help clarify key areas of your financial life. Learn more about The Retirement Fitness Plan at egsifinancial.com. Then subscribe, follow, and listen to The Retirement Trainer on Apple Podcasts, your iHeart app, or whichever podcast platform you prefer. Investment advisory services offered through EGSI Investment Management, DBA EGSI Financial Group, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through EGSI Financial Services, Inc., Ohio License Number 102-0619. We'll be right back.